Welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Liam here. Today our reading is from John, chapter 6, verses 25 to 35. And this is what they say. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst." Isn't it great when people ask us questions? Questions are so important to getting to the heart of a matter. I know myself, a single targeted question from maybe a lecturer at the Scottish Baptist College, or even in a Bible study as we share the scriptures together, they can often open up my mind to new possibilities and help me to come to a deeper understanding of a matter. But in our passage, we see a question asked by the crowd. The crowd, they didn't seek Jesus because of what he was doing or what they'd seen before, but because they were hungry. And as it so often happens, Jesus doesn't answer the question which the crowd actually asked. Instead, he redirects their question as they have focused on the wrong bread. Jesus talks of the bread which endures. And this word endures, it is profound. The bread which endures is the Son, it is Jesus, whom the Father gives to the world. The bread which endures to eternal life, it's the relationship has been made possible by the Son coming into the world. Jesus, he tells the crowd this, but instead they ask another misguided question. They focus on what they could do or should do or must do, rather than on what Jesus is doing right under their noses. They miss who Jesus is and what Jesus has come to do. But Jesus, his response, he doesn't give them a list of works, things that they have to do. Jesus talks about the single work of God. How often, as well, when I think about it, we can be like the crowd who loses track of what God is doing right in front of us. We focus on what we might be doing instead. He says this is the work of God, that you believe in the one who has been sent. To receive the bread which endures is to believe. There's nothing else we can do, but it is to believe in the one who isn't the one who gives the bread of life, but is the bread of life. The crowd, they're still not too sure. They ask for another miracle, like the olden days of Moses. They ask for another miracle, still missing what Jesus is doing and saying right in front of them. Jesus again redirects their confusion. He says it is the Father who gives the bread from heaven, not Moses, not anyone else. It is God who comes down from heaven and through his Son has given life to the world. And that is exactly who Christ is. He is not a bread giver, but he is the bread of life. Through Christ, what we have received is enduring. It fills us and sustains us, greater than the crowd, or perhaps even us today, would ever imagine. And to receive this bread is not what we can do. We don't receive this bread through what we must do or can do or able to do. Jesus asks one thing of us, and that's to believe. It is our faith which has been made possible only by the Father giving the Son, who is the bread of heaven. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your Son who you have sent to us. Thank you that we can know him. Thank you that Jesus is the bread of life, the one who loves us, the one who has given his life for us. Thank you for the way, Father, that you have sent your Son to die on a cross for us. And Lord, we can't give anything in return. Instead, you require faith from us, faith which we can have only through you. I pray today that as each one of us look to know you more, as we look to reflect over these days of Lent, that you would help us grow more, to understand what you meant when you say that you are the bread of life. Help us each day to know that. Lord, would you continue to fill us, sustain us? Would what Christ has done for us, would that be enduring in our life? Rest that in your name.